Brooke, good to see you and happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you, Fred. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Ready for this holiday weekend and the holiday ahead. It's going to be nice to have a little bit of a break. We're still here doing the news, but we'll have some break time too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend. A little bit of relaxation.
I bet you are. All right, let's move along with our top story. It is a look ahead, as a matter of fact. Because we are thinking, believe it or not, about another election already, because we don't have coordinated elections in New Mexico, at least not yet. And the Las Cruces Public Schools have a school board election on February 7th. And this week we found out that there are going to be some races here.
I know. We've been going all fall getting ready for the big national and state election and local election, and now February looms, believe it or not. So, yeah, Tuesday, I guess mm-hmm. it was the day people could file to be candidates for the school
yep.
board. And we have nine people have filed to run in three different positions. But one of them is running unopposed, Ray Jaramillo. Some people might remember him. Last year he ran in the primary, the Democratic primary, for a spot in the in the state house. He didn't win the primary, but now it looks like he will be a school board member because he's not running against
unopposed.
Anyone.
And then the other two races have four people each.
Yeah, they have
each.
Four each. And a couple notable names, Allison Smith, who's the wife of Mayor Pro Tem Greg Smith. She's running. And also Wanda Bowman, who a lot of people know, who's done a lot of charity around town and everything. She owns Ashley's Furniture. So she's thrown her hat in the ring as well.
All right. So we'll see. That's going to be interesting. And more education news. You have more detail on a story some people may have seen recently, a recommendation by Doña Ana Community College to cut its budget.
Yeah, part of, we saw NMSU go through a lot of cuts and belt tightening. DACC is as well. And part of reaction to the special session about the state budget, they're gonna eliminate 10 total positions. They're going to be permanently cut. Some of them are already vacant right now. They're just not going to refill them, and they're just going to cut them. There's going to be cut on travel expenses and operations and supplies. They're going to cut $400,000 just from operations and supplies. So, yeah, they're feeling the pinch like everybody else.
Difficult times. All right. Well, moving along, we have an update on something we've been thinking and talking about for a long time. A lot of construction in downtown Las Cruces on a new facility for La Clinica.
Yeah, La Clinica de Familia, the Cervantes Medical Complex at 575 South Alameda Avenue. It used to be a hospital years ago. A lot of people remember that. They're really close. They're saying, maybe even this month completion, the construction could be completed. It's a $5 million, 4,300 square foot site.
Wow.
We're going to have 55 medical professionals there and, doctors and certified nurse practitioner. My brain.
Very important for our area
because we were hygiene, all kind of stuff.
Underserved in healthcare. Yeah. All right. Moving along to Picacho Hills, the plaza at Picacho Hills. Some folks may remember there was a restaurant in this plaza that was called Ump 88 that went out of, they closed. There's going to be a new restaurant there and some resurgence.
Yeah, as you're driving up, partway up Picacho Peak, there's a Picacho Hills Drive. There's a new restaurant moving in there, and it's going to be Great American Steak Burgers. Sounds really good.
Yeah.
So that should hopefully, they're hoping that'll pump up that plaza a little bit. And there's some new tenants that might be moving into some of the other buildings as well.
Yeah, as you know, we live on the east side of town like you do, but when there was an Irish pub there, I actually drove out there and had some food one time. It was really good.
Yeah, that was the really first one to get started out there.
All right, arts and entertainment now, and you have a preview of 2017 for local theater.
Yeah, Mike Cook wrote a nice big story looking ahead. Our local theaters, Black Box and the Community Theater and the different ones, and what they have coming up, the NMSU Theater, and also, if you want to audition for one of these plays, information on that. So it's a nice big look ahead to what's coming up.
A lot of people look forward to that, and, it's one of the gems of Las Cruces that we have so much community theater in our area. It is really neat. And so this will be a preview of even some of the shows that they're going to be
definitely
doing.
What's coming up in 2017. I just saw Wizard of Oz on Sunday with my son.
Oh, I bet that was great.
A lot of fun.
I bet. I wish I would have seen that. That's really, really neat. All right. And finally, a reminder with the holiday season, we have a big event on New Year's Eve in Las Cruces.
Yeah, I guess they do something in New York City, too. But here in Las Cruces, we do the chili drop at the downtown plaza area. And it's going to be obviously December 31st. And that's a Saturday night, right, as we welcome in 2017.
Nothing tops the chili drop. Nothing.
9 p.m.
Or a green opening. chili cheeseburger either.
Yeah, exactly.
Brooke Stockburger is the managing editor of the Bulletin. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.